R-A-Y-V-E. R-A-Y-V-E. Rave Cream Shampoo presents Grand Marquis. Grand Marquis, lighted by stars, twinkling, glowing, blazing with myriad lights and colors against the night sky. Rave Cream Shampoo's mammoth billboard announces another exciting evening in the world of make-believe. Grand Marquis stars Olin Soule in a hilarious comedy romance entitled Hex Marks the Spot. And now a greeting from our young star, Olin Soule.
Thank you, George Stone. And on behalf of Rave Cream Shampoo, I extend a hearty welcome to you all. Baseball is a great game, played scientifically on a diamond by two opposing teams of nine men. At least that's what Steve Dalton thought until he began managing Lefty Magruder, a screwball pitcher who carried a mouse by the name of Hercules for good luck. But first,
with your very first Rave Cream Shampoo, yes, your very first, see the difference in your hair as Rave uncovers all its gleaming natural color. Color you never dreamed was there. Color so lovely that you'll be thrilled and all your friends amazed. Rave is not a dye, not a tint, not a soap. Rave is the sensational cream shampoo created to bring out breathtaking natural color and gleam in any hair at any age. Rave cream shampoo bursts into billows of creamy lather, rinses out like a whiz, removes all loose dandruff, leaves your hair as immaculate as it is gleamingly lovely. And Rave contains lanolin, doesn't leave your hair straw dry, needs no conditioner. Get Rave, sensational Rave cream shampoo at any drug, department, or 10-cent store. Handy tube that can't tip, spill, or shatter, just 60 cents. Economical size, $1. Get Rave today. Steve Dalton is the manager of a Bush League baseball team. The team is leaving town, and he has come to pick up his star pitcher, Lefty Magruder. So he knocks on the door and calls,
Lefty. Lefty, let me in.
And Lefty answers,
13, 14, 15, abracadabra.
Lefty, do you hear me?
16, 17, 18, abracadabra.
Look, Lefty, we've got to meet that new owner down in the lobby.
19, 20, 21,
Lefty, will you please?
Abracadabra. Steve, you shouldn't ought to interrupt the guy when he's doing something important.
Yeah, you're sitting here mumbling is important.
I wasn't mumbling. I was counting the 21 with an abracadabra between me every three numbers. You gotta do that.
Hey, now, wait. I know they have funny house rules on this hotel, but don't tell me they...
It ain't house rules. But when you start to leave a place, then you forget something and have to come back.
Oh, sure, sure. That's bad luck.
Yeah. Well, you see, I got as far as the elevator. Then found out I plump forgot Hercules.
Oh, between those fool superstitions of yours and that mouse you pack around for no sensible reason.
Oh, I got a reason. Hercules is my mascot.
Look, Lefty, I'm a patient man. I try to be a good manager for the team. But if you
okay,
don't...
Okay, Hercules and me is coming. Hey, wait, Steve. Say bread and butter.
Lefty, I warn you.
Bread and butter, quick.
Okay. Bread and butter. Bread and butter.
Oh, once
bread
enough.
Bread and...
You see, you went on the wrong side of the table.
Oh, those screwball superstitions. That's what's driving us down in the cellar. Look at last night's game. You coming in with a run that might have beaten them and then stopping dead in your tracks.
Oh, yes, yeah, Steve, but I had to do it.
And reciting, Starlight, Star Bright, first star I've seen tonight.
Well, I was wishing for a home run. Then we'd have beat them.
Oh, I give up. But things are going to change, Lefty. Wait till we meet the new owner.
Hey, what happened to old Spike who used to own us?
If you'd read something in the papers besides your own write-ups, you'd know what happened. Spike died. Probably worried himself to death over guys like you. But he left the team to a cousin of his, and if you don't mind, Lefty, that cousin is waiting to meet us. Well, I wonder what he looks like.
He shouldn't ought to meet him now, Steve. My dream book says they ain't lucky day for meeting anybody.
Yeah, your dream book will be right, too, if you mention any of those superstitions in front of this guy. Now, remember, he's old Spike's cousin.
Yeah. Bet you he'll get mad if I even ask him to turn his coat inside out when we're one run behind.
Oh.
Hey, but Steve, How's he going to recognize us? You reckon if I put Hercules up on my shoulder like this?
Lefty, will you put that mouse away before we get thrown out of here? He won't have to recognize us. I'll have him paged. Oh, boy.
May I help you, sir?
Yes, will you see if a Mr. Huggins is in the lobby, please? M.E. Huggins?
Yes, sir.
Call for Mr. Huggins. Mr. M.E. Huggins.
You see him, Steve?
Call for Mr. Huggins. M.E. Huggins.
Oh, boy. You, boy.
Oh, come on, Lefty. Pardon me, miss. If you're Mr. Huggins' secretary, will you tell him Steve Dalton is here?
Steve Dalton?
Yes.
Oh, yes, the manager of my team.
That's right. What did you say?
I thought the same thing, Steve. Sounded just like she said her team, didn't it?
That's what I did say. You see, I'm Emmy Huggins.
M.E.?
Well, Emmy Lou is my full name, but I always use just Emmy because that makes it, in numerology, a number 7, and you can't get a luckier combination.
Yeah, but you're a girl.
Yes, yes, I don't think there's ever been any doubt about that.
Yeah, but we was expecting a guy. Look, even Hercules can't believe his own eyes. He's the curiousest little guy.
They put him away. Miss Huggins, You might as well know the worst to start with. This is Lefty Magruder.
Oh, yes, our star pitcher. Wonderful.
Oh, shucks. Even if I am, you shouldn't ought to say it right out.
No. Look, Miss Huggins, yes. Now the surprise is over, I begin to realize what a lot of unexpected grief you're in for.
Oh, you mean because we've been losing a few games? Well, maybe with a little womanly intuition, we'll start winning.
Winning games is only part of it with our team. Thanks to Lefty, you've also got to worry about seeing a bearded man in a straw hat or putting on the wrong shoe first or spilling the salt.
Oh, how silly.
Did you hear that, Lefty? She might be a girl, but she's a real Huggins. She says, how silly.
Well, it is, because when you spill salt, all you have to do is throw a little of it over your shoulder.
Uh-oh. Gotta be your left shoulder.
Well, of course. And then, of course, about the bearded man in the straw hat. If he's going away from you, it's good luck.
No. Oh, no, you're kidding. Oh, you have to be kidding. This couldn't happen to me.
And if you put on the wrong shoe first...
Needles.
Pins.
Longfellow.
Shakespeare.
Oh. Look, just when you come to the wish, will you let me make it? I wish Spike Huggins had never had a cousin. Come on, let's go out here at the club.
All right.
Yeah, I'll have to admit it. Lefty's as good as he says he is. That makes 8 games in a row.
What did I tell you? Aren't you glad you finally agreed with us how to win games?
Now, wait, Emmy.
Hmm?
The team's really clicking, sure, but it isn't because of those crazy superstitions.
Oh, no? Then why did you arrange for that wagon load of barrels to be driven by the park this morning just as the team arrived for practice?
That was for psychological effect.
Oh.
If Lefty wants to believe it helps him to see a wagon load of barrels...
Providing they're drawn by white horses.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Lefty wants to believe that sort of thing helps
well,
him.
Well, he pitched a wonderful game today thanks to that wagon. And it was awfully nice of you, Stephen, too. Especially when you don't really believe in it.
Well, do you appreciate it enough to have dinner with someone who does believe he's got an awfully cute boss?
Oh, of course, Stephen. And then it'd be nice to go somewhere after we can...
Well, Emmy Lou, your old Lefty boy came through again. Not only that, I'm even going to take you to dinner.
Oh, isn't he cute, Steve?
Yes, yes. Look, Lefty, we really do congratulate you on the game. It was swell. But now about that dinner date.
Oh, that's all right. Let my fans do without me for one evening. Boy, they'll sure be flocking around, too, on account of this picture in the paper.
Steve, look, it's practically half a page.
Yeah, you can even see my famous Magruder wart right there on the first finger.
Oh, you know, I never noticed that before. Did you always have it?
Why, it's practically your trademark, isn't it, Lefty?
My whole family's, you mean? Every one of us 9 kids had that. It's the only way Ma could tell us from the neighbor kids at mealtime. Yeah, you had to show your wart before she'd let you sit down.
Yeah, okay, Lefty. But now about that dinner.
Well, all right. You talked me into it. I'll let you take me to dinner. But I get to bring Emmy Lou along.
Oh, Gracie, I could listen to those stories of yours for hours. Couldn't you, Steve?
Yes, we certainly have. Yeah, I mean, Lefty, look, now, how about you shuffling off your trundle bed? It's after 10, and during playing season, the rules are...
Oh, Steve, that baby stuff just for the regular peers.
Oh, but Lefty, Steve means... Well, you see, we sort of plan to take a walk somewhere. It's so nice out tonight.
Well, what are we waiting for?
No. The only ball-playing barnacle in the world.
Oh, thanks, Steve. Hey! Why don't you come with me and Emmy?
Oh, no.
Well, but I know where we can get four-leaf clovers, dozens of them.
Really? Oh, Steve, isn't that wonderful? And with a new moon to wish on? Oh, quick, Lefty, where?
The ballpark across town where that other team plays.
You mean Sam Gordon's ballpark?
Yeah.
Are you crazy? The farther we stay away from that chiseling crook...
Oh, you mean because of all those things he's doing to take the team away from me?
Yeah, now that we're winning. He figured he'd have the game sewed up in this town, and he doesn't care how he does it.
All the more reason we need them four-leaf clovers. You know, use your head about these things, Steve.
Yes,
oh,
but...
Lefty's right, Steve. It's the only sensible thing to do. Why, with four-leaf clovers and a new moon to wish on...
I don't care if there's a new sky. Nobody's going to catch me crawling around on my knees in Sam Gordon's outfield. So damp it goes right through the knees of these trousers.
Well, what's worrying me is not finding a single four-leaf clover.
Oh, there's millions of them here. A guy told me. It's just the moon ain't bright enough for us to see them.
Yes, well, what do you suggest? Asking Sam Gordon to cancel his team's game tomorrow so we can hunt them while the sun's shining?
Oh, I don't think the guy'd do it. Hey, but say, they use floodlights when they play night games here. Maybe...
Now, look, we're not turning on any lights.
No, he's right, Lefty. We couldn't risk it.
Of course not.
Not for more than 2 or 3 minutes at the most.
Now, listen, you two, please. You realize with those floodlights on, we...
Yeah, we could see plain as day.
Oh, Lefty, we can't.
Well, thank goodness one of you is smart.
Because we don't know where the switch is.
Hey, now, hold it.
Unless it's this lever right here.
Probably is.
Now, wait a minute.
Here, old Lefty, you'll give it a twirl.
Stop it, you idiot. That isn't the light.
Oh, hey, it ain't the lights. It's the sprinklers.
Quick, turn it off. You're flooding the field.
Yeah, but the handle came off. I can't get back.
Well, maybe it's the other one. Pull back.
Oh, it's the alarm system. Quick, Emmy, come on. We're getting out of here.
Wait, look. Come to people to help us.
To help us? Take another look. That's the police.
Oh, gee, I just saw it.
Now what?
Three on a patrol wagon. That's the worst kind of luck.
The curtain falls on one of Hex Marks the Spot. Hex follows in just a moment. You'll open your eyes in happy surprise when you see the way Rave Cream Shampoo almost magically uncovers gleaming new natural color in your hair, color you never dreamed was there. And the beauty of it is, you and your friends will see this thrilling difference with your very first Rave Cream Shampoo. Rave is not a dye, not a tint, not a soap. Rave is the cream shampoo that brings out color and gleam. Rave gives billows of creamy lather, rinses out like a whiz, removes all loose dandruff. And Rave contains lanolin, doesn't leave hair straw dry, needs no conditioner. You'll get a happy surprise when you see Rave uncover handsome new natural color in your hair. Get Rave, sensational Rave cream shampoo, at any drug, department, or 10-cent store. Handy tube that can't tip, spill, or shatter, just 60 cents, economical size, $1. Get Rave today. Steve Dalton manages a Bush League baseball team which has hit a losing streak and dropped 5 games in a row. His star pitcher, Lefty McGruder, blames it all on bad luck and the fact that Steve refuses to be superstitious. Then the team's new owner arrives, pretty Miss Emmy Huggins, and Emmy is just as superstitious as Lefty. Steve gives in to their ideas, and the team wins 8 games in a row, at the same time that Emmy wins Steve's heart. For more good luck, Lefty takes them to a rival ballpark at midnight to pick four-leaf clovers, and instead of switching on the lights, they turn on the sprinkling system by mistake. Before they can say bread and butter, they find themselves in the local jail. And as our second act opens, it's a short time later. A jailer slides their cell door open, it clangs shut behind them, and they are free to walk right into trouble again.
One thing, I had a cell with a lucky number.
Yeah, but gosh, what if little Hercules had been with me? Imagine, a mouse with a jail record.
Hmm. We wouldn't have been in jail if you hadn't thought up that bright idea of breaking into Sam Gordon's ballpark.
We didn't break in, Steve. We just wanted to go there to get some four-leaf clothes.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they couldn't get the sprinklers turned off for an hour last night. Flooded the field, and they had to cancel today's game. And Gordon filed a claim against us for $7,000.
Oh, he's just being ridiculous. He knows I haven't got $7,000. We could afford it after we win the series,
yes,
but right
maybe
now...
maybe we won't win the series.
Hey, cross your fingers when you talk like that. Why, with me pitching for Emmy Lou's team...
It might not be Emmy Lou's team. Remember, we've got only 10 days to pay off that $7,000.
What if she can't dig up the dough?
In that case, Lefty, you'll probably win the series all right, but the team will belong to Mr. Sam Gordon.
Well, but Steve, $7,000 is nothing compared to what we'd have if we won the series.
Sure, and Gordon knows that. If he takes the team over now, the series money will go to him. I guess there's no use kidding ourselves. All washed out.
I ran all the way. Look, a telegram, Steve. Maybe Gordon changed his mind.
No chance of that. Probably more bad news. Arriving tomorrow. Going to catch Magruder in action. Holy smoke.
What is it, Steve?
This telegram. It's signed Johnny Griffith.
Johnny Griffith?
Yeah.
You mean that guy from the big league? The one that looks for new players?
Sure. Eagle Eye Griffith, the smartest scout in baseball.
Well, what does that mean to us?
Well, it could mean everything. He's coming here to check on Lefty. And if he likes him, he'll pay you enough for his contract to take care of that damaged suit a dozen times over.
Oh, but we need Lefty for the series.
Oh, don't worry. Good as I am, he'll agree to anything. You can make him let me stay here till after the series.
Yeah, Lefty, for once you're right. Man, oh man, what a break.
One, two...
Emmy Lou, what are you doing?
Well, when you have some unexpected luck, you're supposed to whirl around three times and stamp your foot. You'll do it with me, won't you, Lefty?
Lefty, what do you mean, Lefty? The three of us will do it. Lefty, I shouldn't even let you come downtown until after tomorrow's game.
Steve.
You sure your pitching arm's okay?
Oh, don't worry, Steve. I already took care of tomorrow's luck. Look, I found three pins on the sidewalk.
Oh, fine. Well, I've got to get back and line things up for tomorrow. Don't take any wooden four-leaf clothes.
Oh, goodbye, Steve.
Goodbye.
Oh, Lefty, aren't things working out wonderfully?
Yep. Well, let's see now. My mother told me to take this...
What are you... Oh, window shopping, huh?
Yep. Me and Hercules is going to pick out a new tie.
Well, let me see. How about that? That red one right there, huh?
No. Red always gets Hercules kind of fidgety. See? He won't even look at it. He's a shy little guy.
Yes. Well, maybe you better put him back in your pocket. He might catch cold.
Oh, not Herky. Strongest white mouse you ever saw.
Well, he isn't all white. That hair on the top of his head is sort of orangey.
Oh, that? That's just the iron in his system. Sure, we took a shower and he got a little rusty.
Oh.
Yeah, you ought to see how strong he is. You see, I carry him in the same pocket with my lucky silver dollar. He pushes that thing all around him there for exercise.
Well, speaking of exercise, why aren't you practicing?
Oh, Steve gave me the morning off so I could get slicked up for the big day tomorrow. Look. Even got a manicure.
Well, you really are in the big league.
Yep, reckon I'm the world's number one southpaw. That's why I'm kind of worried about something.
And what's that?
Well, since I'm a public figure, I gotta be high class. And that manicuring gal says this wart of mine ain't so hot.
Oh, the famous Magruder wart?
Yep. She says they ain't wearing them this season.
Oh, well, it might be unlucky to have it cut off.
Yeah?
Maybe if you got it off another way, it wouldn't be a jinx.
You mean that comb? The one that goes stump water, stump water, barley corn short. Stump water, stump water, cure this wart. Of course, you have to do it when there's a full moon.
This one tonight. And you have to find some stump water.
Yeah.
You know, on the top of an old stump.
Uh-huh.
And maybe those woods on the edge of town.
I'll do it. Boy, this takes care of everything.
Steve, let's sit this one out. We've danced three in a row.
No, don't tell me there's a jinx against four.
Oh, no.
Emmy, are you superstitious about falling in love, too?
Only on the second Tuesday in each week. Why?
Well, would you think it was bad luck to fall in love with a red-haired guy about 28 years old with a social security number that reads 235-49-831? Would you?
Steve, I already have. You know that.
Well, I wasn't sure. Every time we try to talk, Lefty comes barging in. Say, how come old Superman has left us alone tonight?
Oh, he's busy. He's out getting that wart taken off.
Well, I'm glad he found something. Wart. Getting that wart taken off.
Yes, he wants to be stylish now that he's in the big time.
Oh, Emmy, do you know why he's in the big time?
Of course, he's pitching, that famous screwball curve of his.
Yes, and it's that wart on the first finger of his pitching hand that makes that curve. It gives the ball the final little twist. Come on, we got to stop him.
It's a little farther out on this street.
But, Emmy, this leads to the highway. There aren't any doctors or hospitals out here.
Oh, I didn't mean Lefty went to a doctor. That might be bad luck. He's going to cure the wart with stump water.
What?
You know, you find water in the top of a stump, and then you put your hand in and you say, stump water,
oh,
stump water.
Good night. For a minute, I thought we were really washed up for good.
Oh, but he's still going to get the wart taken off.
Oh, sure, sure, with stump water. Yeah.
Oh, well, let's try along about here.
Yeah, okay. It'd serve him right if I left him out here all night. But he's got to get to bed. Nothing can happen to him before that game tomorrow. Now then, if we can find Sir Screwball. Or did he have an appointment with any particular stump?
No. Any stump that has water in it'll do the work. Mm-hmm. Of course, there has to be a full moon.
Well, if the moon was out instead of behind those clouds, pitch black in these woods.
You! Lefty!
Oh, me. If Mother could see me now. Searching through the woods in the middle of the night, looking for a left-handed pitcher with his hand in a stump.
Lefty! Lefty, where are you?
Oh, Chloe!
Stump water, Warley Punch.
It sounds like a voice. Come on.
Stump water, cure this water.
Who's in there? Speak up. Oh, I should have known. Lefty, if only I had a picture of you now.
Oh, you shouldn't ought to laugh. I'm tired and cold. Been standing here an hour with my hand in this water. I bet I said that pole 9,000 times.
You mean the wart still isn't on?
Yeah, well, maybe it's the pixie's night off. Now, come on, Lefty. You're going back to town. Go to bed. You've got to be in shape. Everything depends on tomorrow's game.
Yeah, but don't worry about old Lefty boy.
Now, roll down your sleeve. Here, I'll help you on with your coat.
Thanks, Emmy Lou. Oh, watch out!
What's the matter?
Oh, my arm. I guess holding in that cold water for so long, I can't raise it up.
Oh, poor Lefty. But don't worry, we'll put hot pads on it, and in a few days, it'll be as good as... Oh!
You took that groan right out of my mouth. That's his pitching arm. Now we are ruined. Why we even came down to the ballpark. That baseball scout will turn Lefty down cold. And that means Gordon gets the team.
And you won't be manager and...
No.
Oh, Steve, I don't blame you for hating me.
Hating you?
Yes.
Look, Amy Lou, maybe this isn't just the time, but surely you know. Darling, I don't hate you. Why, I...
Hey, didn't you guys come out and watch me warm up?
Yes. Okay, Lefty, we're coming. We might as well stick it out for the little while we've got left.
Your arm, Lefty. Is any better?
Oh, maybe a little. But I ain't going to be up to my usual magnificent self.
You can say that again and louder. No, it's no use, Emmy. I'd just as well go tell Gordon he can take over and...
Hey, ball up over there.
Oh, it's a ball from the infield.
Oh, chuck it back at him.
Now, wait a minute, Lefty. You can't throw that far with your sore arm.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Okay, I'll throw it my other arm. You ready out there? Here it comes!
Oh, clear out to center field and right in his glove.
Yeah, nice throw, Lefty. Hey, Lefty. Lefty, that ball you threw.
Don't worry, I didn't use my left arm. You told me not to.
Yeah, but you... Lefty?
Huh?
Your right arm.
Huh?
The way you threw that.
Well, that ain't nothing. Well, down home, I used to chuck bowlers farther than that.
But... What arm did you throw him with?
My right arm. More to whop us young'uns if she caught us throwing with our left.
Well, but we thought... But Lefty, you never told us.
I didn't want you to find out. If when I start throwing right-handed, people will stop calling me Lefty.
Well, what difference would that make?
What difference? A lot of difference. How do you think it's going to sound, all of them yelling, "That's the old chuckin' in there, Hezekiah"?
But you can throw right-handed and better. Boy, I can't believe it.
I'll show you. See that little bitty old window way up there?
Oh, he means that booth clear across the field on top of the grandstand.
Uh-huh.
Just stand back and watch. Here it goes!
He did it. He did it. And the curve on it. Lefty, get out there on the mound and play ball.
Oh, that'll save us.
You mean my right arm?
Yeah.
Oh, that ain't the important thing.
What could be more important?
This. I just found a four-leaf clover.
Steve, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
He pitched a no-hit, no-run game.
Come on, we'll meet him in the clubhouse.
All right.
Oh, boy, wait till Lefty sees this note from the baseball scout. Look, he says, The price you're asking for Lefty is robbery, but he's worth it. I have the check already.
Oh, darling, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Everything in the world is working out.
Oh, thing, after all the things I've done for him.
Well, Lefty, you should be celebrating. You're going into the big league. We've saved the team. We'll win the series.
Sure, all that stuff's okay. But how do you think I feel, the little guy doing that to me?
Ooh, what'd they do?
Well, you know that four-leaf clover I found?
Yeah?
Well, my own little buddy, Hercules, he ate it.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're glad you enjoyed tonight's play. And next week, we'll be back with another delightful comedy. Most everyone has an uncle, but very few of us have one like Ellen and Marge Charles. Their uncle's name is Will, and he decides to visit them right after he's finished his work for the day. A very neat job of robbing a bank. I know you won't want to miss Uncle Will and the Hot Dollar. So why not join us next week when Rave Cream Shampoo will again present Grand Marquis.
Tonight's original play, Hex Marks the Spot, was written by Mary Skimming and Ralph Hunter and produced by Norman Felton. Olin Soule played Steve and Muriel Bremner was heard as Emmy. The orchestra was conducted by Joseph Colicchio with original music composed by Emil Soderstrom. Be with us again next week when Grand Marquis will again blaze with light and color high in the gay airwaves, inviting you to join our audience for a performance of Uncle Will and the Hot Dollar. When a man gives a girl a diamond solitaire, a new chapter in their romance begins. But their love story often starts with Yankee Clover, gay romantic fragrance by Richard Hudnut. For Yankee Clover is teasing, tantalizing, so unforgettable that few men can resist its fragrance. See how romance quickens when you use Yankee Clover these two ways. Start with Yankee Clover toilet water, smoothing it on top to toe after your bath, as every move whispers springtime freshness all day long. And before facing the world, and him, touch Yankee Clover perfume to your ear tips, throat, and palms for extra special glamour. Yankee Clover, you know, comes in cologne and dusting powder as well as toilet water and perfume. In Paris, you'd get Yankee Clover at the famous Richard Hudnut Salon on the Rue de la Paix. Here, just ask at any leading drug or department store for Yankee Clover, romantic fragrance by Richard Hudnut. June is Remembered Disabled Veterans Month. 90% of World War II disabled veterans are capable of gainful employment. That is the job ahead for the DAV, the only congressionally chartered organization which aims to help disabled veterans to help themselves. Do your part. Send a contribution to the Disabled American Veterans, 41 East 42nd Street, New York 17, New York.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.